give a Bruchim Abayim to the new Talmidim, new Bachrim that are joining us for our Chabura, the Mechazikas. Especially Shakoach to the SGO, led by Ozzy, for sponsoring the sushi. Give them thank yous as much as you can so we can continue having sushi. If you're wondering why I'm not wearing a tie, the answer is fairly simple. Because this Chabura is very personal. So I took off my tie. Baruch Hashem, my wife and I are now entering our 10th year of Kollel. Ken Yirbu. And it is very much because of all of you guys in the Chabura. Every time we give this Chabura, it's Mechazik me, it's Mechazik my wife. She's very proud of it. And we have to get some chairs in this. Are there any more chairs? Or? Max, can you get a few chairs from the...
Yeah.
As we leave Kaitz Zman, and we leave Bein Azmanim, I really feel bad. You have to get your chairs. No? As we leave Kaitz and Bein Azmanim, we leave the tkufa of having a lot of time on our hands. Free of responsibilities, no daigas, no tirdas, and we're able to learn as much as we want. But now, come Elzman, we enter a tkufa of what we call the transitional phase. We all have new professors, new siddarim, chavrusas, different changes going on in our schedule, college classes. And so tonight's chabur, for the opening chabur, we're going to hopefully address the topic of limud haTorah machmas tirda. To be able to learn, even amidst difficult nisyonos, difficult challenges, contexts and settings, circumstances that don't really feel conducive to our learning. And we're going to see how Chazal give us a fresh look for how it is that limud haTorah should be learned even machmas tirda. That's going to be the goal. And Mer Hashem, with that, Yisod will hopefully carry us through college and Mer Hashem through all of our nisyonos. So let's start with the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah and Aleph Ches. Zok the Rambam, kol ish mi Yisrael, chayev b'Talmud Torah. Every single ish, every single yid is chayev to learn. Bein ani, bein asher. Whether he is poor, whether he's wealthy, bein shalom begufo, whether he's healthy, bein bal yisurim, whether he's afflicted with diseases, bein bachar, whether he's energetic, like a bachar, bein shezakin shetashash kochos, or whether he's an old guy and he has weak kochos. Afilu haya ani hamisparnis min tzedakah. Even a guy who's going around, schlepping around, getting tzedakah. Every single yid has a chiyuv to learn bechol matzav shehiya. That's an imperative. And Zok the Rambam, the biggest chiddush, and this is a nechama to me, afilu bal isha v'bonin. Even a husband who has children, all the diapers, all the carpools, all the bus stops, all the bottles you have to make, all of that, no matter what the matzav is, a person has a chiv of Talmud Torah. Says the Gemara in Shabbos on Pei Beis on the Beis. If someone needs a sheet, it's over here. Echoes the same point. Amar Rav Yosanan. Yonasan le'olam al yimna adam is atzmo beis hamedrash shemidivrei Torah. A person should not refrain from going to the base or from learning afilu b'shas misa, even at death's door. Shenemar zos haTorah adam ki yamos ve'ol. Say Chazal afilu b'shas misa, even when you're on death row, on death bed, you have to still continue to learn. V'chol matzav sheyeh. They say a maisa with the Brisker Rav that Rav Michal Feinstein, his son-in-law, was once complaining to the Brisker Rav, I have so many children in my apartment, it's so hard for me to learn with the background noise. And he expected the Brisker Rav to chav. You know, it's very, you know, it's common practice that this happens. And the Brisker Rav himself, Nebuch, he lost his rebbetzin in the war, and he had to raise his own children. So Rav Michal thought that the Brisker Rav would for sure, you know, feel his pain. The Brisker Rav looked at him and said, listen to me. When I was raising my children alone at your age, I had one son on one knee, another son on the other knee, the third son was in my hand, and I was still learning Yevamos. with the same intensity and concentration that I always have. The whole matzav, there's a chiyuv. But it's not just that there's a chiyuv to learn despite the difficulties. It seems from Chazal, Maar Mokum number 3, the Yalkut Shimoni says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu designed and preordained that there should be a tzura of Limud HaTorah that is specifically learned amidst difficulty. Not just a tzura of Limud HaTorah where you have a Rebbe Chadas, no daigas, no machshavas. Adraba, there's also a format of Limud HaTorah davka while you're going through college, davka while you're going through shiduchim, davka when you have all the nisyonos and the tirdas, the impending midterms, the impending finals, all of that daiga is also a Limud HaTorah that was designed by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Yalkut Shimoni, Bish Oso Shah, at the time when there was Shviras Haluchos, Nigzera Gzera Al Yisrael, there was a Gzera, a preordained Gzera, Sheyilmidu Osan, Torah should be learned mitoch tsar, mitoch shibud, under exile, under kingdom, mitoch atiltul, wandering around, tiruf, having to exile yourself, mitoch atchak, without parnasa. All of these things were preordained at the time of Shiras Aluchos. And Chazal say, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not leaving us empty-handed. This Limud HaTorah Machmas Tirda is going to be Beschar Oso Tzar, you'll get us in the Kadosh Baruch Hu to give you Kifl Kiflayim of Schar. Double, triple, quadruple schar. And the, finally, the Yalkut Shimoni in Kohelet says, Torah shelimadati be'af, the Torah that I learned with difficulty, the one that had all the cumbersome machshavas on my head, the ones that when my chavrusa didn't show up, the ones where I was late or he was late or I missed coffee, or this week the pantry didn't have sugar for my coffee. It was a matzav kasha. Those matzavim kashas, when you really are not into the learning that day, that tirda, when you learn, says Shlomo HaMelech, Niskayimeli, he she'amdali. That's the Limud HaTorah that's going to be only for you as a schus. That's going to be the one that you earned your stripes for. That's going to be the one that's going to be your banner. Your Limud HaTorah, machmas tirda. That being the case, the question becomes quite obvious. Okay? Chazal are telling us that this is a very chashuv azah. But kulam lo pligi, that the natural conventional way of thinking of things is that the Limud HaTorah during the summer, let's say, or Limud HaTorah bin Azmanim, when you have no responsibilities, is a Shpitz Limud HaTorah. The Limud HaTorah that you wake up in the morning and you're able to get a nice geshmak of coffee and you're sitting down, your chavrus is there on time, and you're going back and forth with your svaras, and everything's klor, the sugya is klor, the shir is great, the rebbe is great, you're on time, you're not missing any siddarim. Those are the limudim that are lichatchila. But why are Chazal telling us that there's another tzura that Limud HaTorah Machmas Tirda is also very chashuv? What is the underlying aspect of Limud HaTorah Machmas Tirda that is so chashuv to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? What gives him that nachas? That's what we're going to address for the last 7.5 minutes. There are many different ways to go, but I'm going to share with you just one main yesod. There's a major, major fundamental difference between a person who is restricting his Limud HaTorah dafka when everything is going great, versus a guy who's making a resolution with himself that whenever it gets difficult, I'm still going to learn. Even though I came back from a chasana, I'm schwitzed, I'm still going to go to the base for 10 minutes to learn. That Limud HaTorah is a much different Limud HaTorah, because each time he makes that decision, each time he makes that conviction, he is displaying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that your Torah Hashem is so chaviv to me that it's my chiyas. It's my lifeline. It's the blood that courses through my veins. It is what drives me. It is who I am. It's my chiyas. Just like when you're going through a final, there's no such thing as stopping to breathe. It's the air that you breathe, so too. Each time a person resolves within himself that he's going to learn, even when I have tirdas on top of me and circulating over my head, he's displaying, and not only that, he is cultivating within himself a midah, that Torah is my chiyas. It's my lifeline. It's not something that is just a hobby of mine. It's not just a mitzvah of mine. It's who I am. It's a part of me. It's something that belongs to me. It's something that I believe in. It's something that I want so bad. Every time we do this, We're displaying that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're developing that within ourselves. And if you add, you always, the famous kasha is, how do I get Avas HaTorah? How do I want to want learning? This is one of the ways how. The more you learn and the more you do it, even when it's difficult, the more you're showing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to yourself that it's something that has no hefsek. It's something that doesn't, it's not malleable, it's not transient. Says the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Gimel, Lama nimshlu bnei adam kedoge ayam. Why are Klal Yisrael equated to the dagim shebayam? Famous Chazal, lomar lecha, ma dagim shebayam kevan sheolim liyabasha miyad mesim. Just like fish, once they leave their water, they die immediately. Af bnei adam kevan sheporshin midivrei Torah. Once they leave and they're poresh from divrei Torah, some have yourselves been a mitzvahs, miyad mesim. They are immediately die. They immediately die. Because it's their chiyas. And if you think Chazal are just saying this metaphorically, listen to an Aruch HaShulchan which will blow your mind away. This Aruch HaShulchan is being brought down lehalacha and Hilchos Avelos and Shin Pei Dalet Os Gimel. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, we all know that when a person is an Avel, he loses a relative, he has to sit Shiva. And there's an Isser of Talmud Torah. Why? Because Talmud Torah is Misameach. So you can't learn. It's not appropriate. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, there's a Yerushalmi that brings down that if a person is lohut achar haTorah, if a person is so passionate, he has such a geshmak from his learning, he can't be away from it, he has a heter to learn, even during his shiva. So asks the Aruch HaShulchan, that's a stira. If the whole iser of Talmud Torah for an avil is because of simcha, then kol shekein, a guy who gets such a geshmak from learning should be asered. Why does he have a heter? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, look inside, mamish the lines that I underlined, pirusho. Hachikamar, this is what it means. When it says lohot, it doesn't just mean a gishmak. Rather, kmo ha-ra'av, kishu lohot achar eza maicho, when a person is hungry, he's starving, he hasn't eaten in 4 days, he's about to die. If he doesn't eat, he's going to die. Im lo yitra lo lo yochzir bulmus v'yistakin, he's going to have a sakana. Bekuach nefesh, ksa sakana. That's the heter. When a person has such a chashivas of his learning that it's his chiyas, then of course he has a heter to learn. Kuch nefesh is for sure doka nesu Talmud Torah. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, since it's not shchiach bizmanenu, we can't use this heter. That's how fight the Aruch HaShulchan would have taken it, even lehalacha. They say a maisa with the cheshik Shlomo, who was the father-in-law of the brother of the Chazon Ish. The cheshik Shlomo, when he was a young boy, he was afflicted with a deathly disease. And the doctors told him that if you continue learning, you're going to die. So listen to what he said back and take it carefully. This is what he said. He said, I hear. L'divreichem, to you, the doctors, if I learn, I'm going to die. I hear that. But l'didi, if I don't learn, I know that I'm going to die. Because without me learning, I have no chiyas. So mimanashach. I rather die from learning than die from not learning. That's how far he went. To him, every time he went and he learned Machmas Tirda, that displays and cultivated within himself this midah, that Torah is our chiyas. It's not just a hobby. It's not just a mitzvah. It's who we are. We got this at Ma'amid Har Sinai. It's ours to take. And the more you display your chashivas of it, despite the difficulty that you have, the more you ingrain within yourself that it's your chiyas. Last Mar Makom. And then a maisa, and we're done. This Mar Makom, I know I say this a lot, but this time I really mean it, I really do, is the most gorgeous Mar Makom I've ever heard in my entire life. I'm really serious. I know I say that a lot. But this one, really, hands down, if you can chop this Mar Makom, it's a little bit of a cheshbin, but once you chop it, it's unbelievable. It's tucked away at the end of the Zichron Shmuel, which are hespedim for the Shmuel Rozovsky. It's set over by the Panovich Rav. It is lahafli. Okay, I know I hefted it up right now, but to me it's lahafa. So listen carefully. Yoshua is by Melchemes Yericho. He's about to conquer Eretz Yisrael. He's by Yericho. He's taking a break. He's at the army base with the military, and he's sitting down by Yericho. So the Pesukim Enach tell us that he sees a Malach Hashem Tzvakos, and the Malach Hashem has a cherev shlufa biyado. He has a sword out. So the Gemara in Megillah embellishes about what the dialogue was between Yoshua and this Malach. The Pesukim just say, Yoshua says to the Malach, Lanu Basa, Did you come for us? Are you on our team? Im litzareinu, did you come for to fight us? Those are the words of the pasuk. Lanu litzareinu. So Chazal embellish and say that what really was happening was that the Malach was telling Yoshua that I'm coming to punish you, and it's for two averos. One was for bittul Talmud Torah, your shas melchama, and you're not learning. And number two, you forgot to bring a carbon yesterday. So Yoshua asks the Malach, Lanu basa, are you coming for the bittul Torah, or are you coming for the carbon Talmud? Which one are you upset about, Malach? So Tosfos is bothered. Like, at the end of the day, all the pasuk says, right over there, all the pasuk says is Lanu litzareinu. Where do you see in the pasuk anything that has to do with bittul Torah and karbanos? So Tosfos says, simple. Lanu is an allusion to Torah tziva lanu. So bittul Torah, Chazal saw bittul Torah in the pasuk. Litzareinu is a reference to karbanos because it's mechaper on our tzaros. So Chazal darshin, Lanu, are you coming for bittul Torah or are you coming for karbanos? Zok the Gemara, the Malach said back, Ata basi, I'm coming because of Ata, with an ayin. Says the Gemara, it's because of bittul Torah. So again, Tosfos again says, Ata, how does Ata mean Torah? So no problem, I have another pasuk for that, says the Rivan. The Ata kisvu lachem es ashira hazos. So the question was, are you coming for Torah tziva lanu or karbanos? Answer, I'm coming for Ata kisvu lachem es ashira hazos. I'm coming for Torah. Asks the Panavicharov. That was the Gemara, Lefi Tosfos, very nice. But according to Tosfos' setup, the question was Torah tziva lanu or karbanos. The response of the Malach should have been, if it's because of Talmud Torah, he should have used the same pasuk. He should have just said Torah tziva lanu. That's why I'm coming. Why did he switch gears? Why did he switch to a different pasuk? Ve'ata kisvu lachem es ashira hazos. If he's just coming to respond to Yoshua, he should have chosen the same pasuk of Torah tziva lanu. It's technical, but listen to the point of which Rav's answer. Alt Torah Tziva Lanu, the rigid mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Yehoshua and Klal Yisrael, you have a p'tur. It's understandable. When you have a Shas Melchama, Melchama's mitzvah against Yericho, you're under a difficult situation, of course, you're an honest. I'm not expecting you to learn at that time. It's not bittul Torah. Alt Torah Tziva Lanu, no bittul Torah. But says the Malach, if Torah was Ve'ata Kisvu Lachem Es Ashira Hazos, if it was a Shiras Achayim, if it was your mantra, if it was your life source, if it was your bloodstream, then even b'shas Melchama, even during Melchemes Mitzvah, you should have been learning. You should have been learning. That would have been, that's a bittul Torah on your part, says the Malach on Yoshua's Madriga. That's what we're doing. Every single day that we come into this space, morning Seder, night Seder, and now Baruch Hashem, even an afternoon Seder, all those times that you commit yourself and you resolve, I don't care that I have an impending final, I'm going to take care of it, I'm going to study all my time. But at the end of the day, when I have that spare time and I'm learning, I come to the morning, I come on time, I stay till 12, I don't leave at 11:52. I stay till 12 and maybe if I'm caught, I stay till 12:01, maybe just to show that I'm not looking at the door. And of course, there are exceptions, but at the end of the day, every time you commit yourself to coming to morning Seder, to night Seder, to afternoon Seder, to Musar Seder, to whatever you come to, every single time you do that, you're displaying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your Torah is so chashev to me. It's your machias. It's my lifeline. And every time you do that, you're cultivating and developing within yourself an ingrained trait that Torah is what I am. It's who I am. It's not just another thing that I do. It's something that belongs to me. Let's end with the mice. I ran this mice by Rosh Soloveitchik. It's a little bit intense. And I had to leave out the Gadol's name because of that intensity. But listen carefully. And Hashem should be mischazik. There once was a Gadol b'Yisrael. He was a major Talmud of the Chazon Ish. And he was a Kol Yingerman at the time. And he gave shiurim. He was brilliant. Brilliant Gaon. And one day he was boiling a hot pot of milk. And he saw that the pot of milk was bubbling over. So he quickly rushed to the oven, to the stove, to take off the pot. And as he took the pot, the handle broke off. And the pot came shattering down. And Rachmana Letzlan, Rachmana Letzlan, Lo Aleinu, his 2-year-old daughter, was crawling on the floor. She was scalded and she was rushed to the hospital and she didn't make it. She was iftaris. And you can imagine this gadol. He was just heartbroken, like grimacing. It's a tragedy and the guilt. It was just awful. But he kept on going and he started shiva. Chazanish paskin for him based on certain halachas that because he was a tremendous magid shir and he was irreplaceable for the rabbin, he was supposed to give shir even during shiva. Okay? I'm not sure. That's how the maisa goes. So at the end of the shiva, he goes to the Chazanish and he tells the Chazanish he wants to like discuss it a little bit, just a tragedy, just to see what the Chazanish had to say about it. Maybe he had some ha'aras. Every time he brought it up, the Chazanish said, quick, give me a Baba Kama. What's Pshah on this Tosfos? And the Gadol started learning with him and said Pshah on that Tosfos. Quick, give me a Baba Tzia. What's Pshah on Shayim Ochzin? Why is there no Migo? Quick, tell me the Pshah. And again, this Gadol said the Pshah, and they were doing this over and over again, multiple times. Until finally, he left. So this Gadol said afterwards that the Chazanish was trying to teach him an important lesson. At the end of the day, no matter what tragedy you may be going through, no matter what difficulty you're going through, at the end of the day, the only way to live and to continue living and to get through it and to cope with that is through Limud Torah. That's the only thing that can be mechayev. Ki heim chayenu ve'orech haminu. That's the only thing that's a part of you that will never, ever let go of you. That, said this gadol, which I'm trying to not say his name, was what the Chazanish was teaching him. No matter what the matzah, you guys should applaud yourselves because every time you commit yourself to this difficulty, you are mamish, giving such an achas ruach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. May we be zocha.